Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff. We're here at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill, getting ready for Thursday Night Football. Yes, NFL action coming up 7 o'clock, but 6:30 Uptown, we've got Tulane versus East Carolina. To help us break that down is Gary Smith. Thanks so much for the time as always. Gary, how you been doing, man?
Doing well.
Gary, I know your time's limited, but, man, we're glad to have you on.
Yeah.
This is a funny game for Tulane on that Thursday against an East Carolina team. Their record doesn't maybe indicate the talent that they have. I say that we did our Tulane Tuesday segment with Coach Summerall, and I tried to get him to come out of it, and finally tells me, hey, they got talent. Yep. They got a lot of talent on that East Carolina team. I think he was trying to tell me something without telling me that, hey, this is going to be a much tougher game than some people might think.
Yeah, look, I think he's telling the truth this time. John Summerall tends to play up whatever opponent Tulane is playing as if they're far better than their actual performance indicates. But when you look at East Carolina, when their coach Blake Corral took over at midseason last year, since then they've been 8-3. They were 3-4 when he took over. They were 6-13 under their previous coach from the start of 2023. And the second he took over, they've been a different team since then. And they got beat pretty easily by BYU earlier this year, but they didn't give up a defensive touchdown in the first half of that game. And their quarterback threw a terrible interception at his own goal line that kind of let that one get out of hand. But their stats, they're near the top of the American Conference in offense and defense, and that's having played a decent schedule. They also lost a close game to NC State to start the year after beating NC State in a bowl game last year. So I think he's on the up and up. I think East Carolina is a legitimate potential dark horse contender in the conference this year, and Tulane's going to have to play well tonight.
The one area offensively, Tulane has got to get better, and we talked about it with Coach, is the pitch and catch game. Come on. But you could understand because of the fact of what you lost to graduation and also to Ratliff coming in late, that coordination just isn't quite right now.
Yeah. Jake Retzlaff is last out of 11 qualified quarterbacks in the league in completion percentage, around 54%. You know, he only completed 57% of his passes at BYU last year. I will say this, though. They do have to get better in the passing game, but I thought the wide receivers had their best game of the year against Tulsa. Shaz Preston made several nice catches. Omari Hayes made some plays. Some of their other guys stepped up. There were no drop passes, which they'd been plagued by in some of their earlier games. Yeah, look, there's a reason teams practice all the time so that quarterbacks can get comfortable with their wide receivers. And obviously that Jake Retzlaff did not have that opportunity coming in late July. I think he's going to get better as the year goes along. But I was encouraged by the way the receivers played against Tulsa, because before then I thought it was kind of a combo platter of Jake Retzlaff getting comfortable in the offense and the receivers just not playing well. And I think they fixed that half of the equation. And as Retzlaff gets more comfortable during the year, I think you'll see that completion percentage go up.
Another thing too is you got to get your tight ends more involved. I know the tight end. I know the tight end coach a little bit, that Ogeron guy. With Thompson coming back from the injury, And I don't know exactly when that's going to be.
Yeah.
Do you think that'll be a bigger part of the offense for the Green Wave?
It's funny because in the first game of the year, it was a big part of the early in the year. They were big. I just praised the wide receivers. The tight ends did not play well against Tulsa. It's kind of reverse of the way that the year started. The Southern Miss transfer Justin Reed had played well earlier in the year. I don't know. I'm skeptical as to whether Ty Thompson is going to be a factor this year. That knee injury he had was kind of an unusual knee injury in the spring. I was told from sources at the time that he probably would not be able to come back this year. Then the timeline got pushed up, but I think, you know, they're 5 games into the year and he hasn't played. He's not going to play tonight. That's half the season. I have a feeling that it may not happen for him this year. So I we'll see how much the tight ends get involved. They do need to be more consistent though than they've been in the first 5 games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gary, I think about it. You know, you and I, we fairly close age-wise. Man, just think about the knee injuries. You know, you covered a knee injury, you were out for the year. There was no time frame for you to come back. And look at it today. These guys are coming back, you know, 5 months, 6 months after the surgery. Today, the biggest growth I've seen in my time covering sports is really sports medicine, of what it has done to get that athlete back on the field so much quicker than it was before.
We're old enough to remember a time when there really wasn't such a thing as arthroscopic knee surgery. It was all major knee surgery. And you're right, knee, you're gone for the year. And I think that was why there was a lot of optimism about Ty Thompson. But his injury was definitely, it was not a normal football injury. So I think he might be one of those cases where you are out for the year. But the marvel of modern medicine has definitely made an incredible difference on that front.
I see Taysom Hill, and I know what type of knee injury, and it was bad. And to have him come back in less than a year. God.
When I heard people talking about them, that he might be back before midseason this year, I thought they were nuts. And there he was on Sunday. So you're right. It's incredible. Because you're right. That was one of the worst knee injuries, like, ever. and he's already back.
Really was. The strength of Tulane's defense, certainly – that front line where you rotating 9-10 guys every game. How would you grade the secondary? Because they have given up some big plays in the secondary.
Yeah, I think they've actually played pretty well. It was obviously a worry going into the year because they lost their top three cornerbacks from last year, all of whom – two of whom initially made NFL rosters this year, and a third who was in a camp, and then also Rashawn Pleasant transferred before spring drill. So they lost really their top four cover guys from last year, and it was a concern. But I'm not as concerned now, seeing the way the secondary's played. Yes, they've given up some plays, but I think it could be a lot worse. And I'll tell you what. the way the defensive line played against Tulsa, that was the defensive line that I think the coaches and players expected to see all year long. And when you got a defensive line that's as dominant as that defensive line can be in this league, your second, your cornerbacks don't have to play that great. They just have to not make mistakes. Like so I know John Summerall was really upset. The flea flicker Tulsa executed early in the game. That's just a cornerback losing his eyes and coming forward and safeties coming forward when they need to stay back. That stuff needs to get fixed. But the way they got pressure all along, I think that's going to be the difference in the game. I think Tulane's going to be able to make East Carolina one dimensional tonight. And I don't think the quarterback's going to have a lot of time to throw, and I think that's going to be the difference.
Freshman running back, and we talked to John about it, and I said, Coach, tell me the story. He said, Mike, Georgia kid, had verbally committed to go to Duke, and then right at the same time Mensa left to go to Duke, they got him to change his mind, and from Duke to Tulane, he has really been the surprise this year on the offensive side of football, of him being able to come in. He had a good game against South Alabama, but he didn't score three touchdowns. That caught everybody's eye when you end up in the end zone three times.
Yeah, he's really impressive. It always helps to go through spring ball, which Javon Gordon did. That made a huge difference, but he has surprised me. I think he's established himself. He's the best of the guys that they're playing. He's the best running back on the roster. He's just got those natural instincts. He's got he picks his holes well. He's powerful and he has good acceleration. And he was absolutely terrific against Tulsa. And I'm pretty sure you're going to see him as Tulane's feature back the rest of the year. He has been a revelation for sure.
Gary, the one thing I'll give Coach Summerall, his teams, and not every game, but basically you could say a good 90% of the time, they are always focused on the task at hand. You see some teams in college football, man, it just looks like they're not even mentally in it. The one thing with his teams, most of the time, they are ready to go. And I give a lot of credit to him and his staff for that.
Yeah, what's his conference record now? This is his fourth year as a coach. His conference record is 20, counting championship games, is 24-4. I'll take that. That's pretty good. You're right. You don't see the team just throwing, just laying an egg. The closest you can say that for Tulane was the Memphis home game last year. But Memphis is an extremely talented football team that's won 10 or more games two straight years and is on their way to a third straight year. And Tulane had some bad breaks in that game twice, having long completions where it ended up in fumbles that changed the game. But you're right. You don't see his teams come out flat for a game where they have a chance to lose, and that's going to be key tonight, because like John Summerall says, they have to come out focused and ready. If they come out focused and ready, I think they'll be fine. They certainly look how Duke's playing now. Tulane beat Duke pretty comfortably, and Duke has a real chance to make the Atlantic Coast Conference championship game. If we see that Tulane team, I don't think this game will be in doubt going into the last few minutes.
Gary, do you see any difference on campus today with, the big game primetime on ESPN? I know the network is there, obviously, on campus. So I figured things are probably a bit of buzz for the Green Wave.
Yeah, I mean, I actually attended. They did a live Sports Center show at 1 p.m. I went there. They had a pretty good student turnout for that. The Tulane band was there. John Summerall arrived on a float throwing beads. There was a pretty good buzz. I think that it's a new thing ESPN does. They're the play-by-play guy tonight is a normal studio host, and they wanted to figure out a way to have him do live shows when he was on the road. And Tulane had about 2 week notice on this, there was a lot of energy at that event tonight. So at today. So I think there is a buzz around campus for this game.
Man, I'm going to give it to him because he gave me some business when we were riding in Mad Hatters, Bobby and I. So I'm glad you told me that, Gary. Oh, I'm going to give it to him this Tuesday about it.
Do it. Yeah. and by the way, he also, on ESPN, he had some oyster shucks. He downed two raw oysters on air for the TV show. So I hope he's doing okay for tonight. I hope those oysters were out.
Just two of them? I could take care of that. That ain't no problem.
They ain't a lot.
Gary,
thank you, Gary.
Yeah, thanks so much for the time. Enjoy the game tonight. Thank you for giving us some time beforehand.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you, Gary.
Gary Smith, Tulane beat writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans advocate, and publisher of the GreenWaveReport.com. And, Mike, you know, Gary's been doing this for years, and if there's any kind of authority on Tulane football, he's the guy.
It's him.
Right, exactly.
It's him. Gary does a great job covering the Green Wave in all sports. But, man, he has seen a lot of bad football, a lot of middle-of-the-road football, and he has seen some good football. But, man, what we've seen from John Sumrall since he's been here has been awesome. You think about conference record, you know, as he put it out there, 24-4. Man, that is really good, Steve. I take that. Now, how long you keep him? And I hate to say it because he might tell me something, but it's true. How long you going to keep him is going to be the question mark.
The Greenies are 6.5-point favorites tonight.
Yeah, I believe that. Again, though, a lot of people think this might be the cow, the trap.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.